You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, before we get into our entree today, for everybody who's already out and about, and maybe they're, I don't know, feeling a little down because they know this big storm is coming, and they're like, oh, I thought we were done with this. How about a really feel-good story? I like this.
Lift us up.
There's an organic food company. They're called Nature's Path, and they not long ago discontinued one of their lines, which, you know, happens. Companies, you know, they sell a particular product for a while. If it's not going that well, they'll discontinue it. Well, this happened to be a line, Jeremy, of frozen waffles. Organic frozen waffles. Who doesn't love frozen waffles?
And organic to boot.
There was a mom in Canada, however, who panicked because she has a 9-year-old autistic son. And those are the only thing her son really likes to eat.
Oh, little you know, buddy.
He's very into his routine, yeah. Right? So the mom's like, what am I going to do? My autistic son is going to, you know, how's he going to handle this? The company heard about this. They went out and tracked down all of the remaining boxes of these frozen waffles that are out there. And they had all of these delivered to her free.
How cool is that?
And they're working on a special at-home recipe specifically for her. So when they do finally run out, she can recreate the frozen waffles at home.
That is the feel-good story of the day.
I love that. And here's something that I'm thinking about. Now that this word is getting out, this is the kind of thing that people would be like, oh, well, if they're doing that, then I'm going to go out and buy a box of their frozen waffles. And the next thing you know, they'll change their mind and decide not to discontinue them.
Right. Yeah. Or right? I was thinking that people will hear this story and then look in their own freezer and see that they have a box of these waffles and yeah. Send them to this lady.
I just love that story.
That's a great story, man.
Appreciate them doing that. So Jeremy threw something out at me yesterday and then decided to post it online. Do you want to get us into this?
Yeah, it was just one of my silly questions that I throw up on Facebook from time to time, and it piqued Dom's interest yesterday. But the question is, what do you pretend to know a lot about, but in reality, you know nothing about that particular subject? And I was laughing because, man, I have totally demonstrated this in the past few weeks with the Mars rover. And I think I've done a pretty good job at convincing people that I know how the entire space program works, Dom. You just have to collect a few nuggets about the, you know, the devices on the rover and the drilling mechanism and how they got it up there. Talk about the parachute a little bit. And you can really come across like, man, why am I not working for NASA or something?
You're so knowledgeable.
I'm so knowledgeable about space and Mars and that little rover they got up there. But I have no idea how they got it up there.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Another shout out, by the way, to Leanne, who works here locally for United Launch Alliance. And yes. She sent me a little package of some Mars rover goodies that I absolutely love. So shout out to ULA.
She sent us both stuff, and I will give her a shout out that the flip-flops were fantastic.
They're funny, aren't they?
I have space flip-flops.
Oh, Leanne, you're the best. Thank you. All right, so that's what it is. You know, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the whole fake it till you make it slogan, right? Because there are a lot of people who take jobs in areas that they don't really know anything about, and yet they feel like, I'm going to quickly learn this as I go along. So they fake it till they make it.
That was one of the funny comments. What do you pretend to know about, but in reality you know nothing? It was Kevin on my Facebook. He said, building nuclear power plants. I shouldn't have accepted that job.
Shut up, Kevin.
He says, fingers crossed. I don't know. Well, of course it's bad. What are you going to say? Oh, that's a good thing. That's good. Fake it. Get into your job and then.
I'm not so sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You're saying go in the way of faking it to get a career?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, but I have a disclaimer on that, in that if it's something that could be dangerous to other people, no, obviously not. Mm-hmm. But I think there are plenty of people listening to the show right now who took a job in an industry that they knew nothing about. During the interview, they came across like they knew enough about it to get the job. And then it was like go to school time the day they started. They had to hurry and try to catch up. I guarantee you we have listeners who did that. They're like, I interviewed, I did a cram session the night before.
They went to the About Us section on the company website.
Yes, and Wikipedia.
And Wikipedia, learned all they could.
Yeah.
And now there they are. But, you know, you wonder sometimes if that's the better route to go, if you've got somebody with some chutzpah that really wants to get in there and learn and try their best. Maybe you get them in there. And then they learn as they go, and they become your best employee versus somebody coming in all high and mighty and, you know, bragging about their accomplishments.
I mean, look at Josh, our producer. Totally faked his way into his job with us, right?
Totally did. He's just charming.
He's charming.
He was a nice guy.
And now he's an excellent producer of this morning show. He faked it till he made it.
Oh, my gosh. You're working with a faker. You have that... Do you have that BS story, too?
Let me give out our phone number first. Before I do the other story, I want to give out our number for people who want to call and talk about this. What is it that you pretend that you know a lot about, but deep down inside, you know nothing about it? 303-691-1MIX. You should call us right now. 691-1649. It doesn't have to be for your job. It could be like what Jeremy, his example, with the whole, you know, Mars rover.
Right.
You know, he can come across in conversation.
And
like
they got it up there on that rocket there, and then they fired the retro boosters on the infrared neutralizer spectrometer there right before it landed, and boom, it's on the red planet. Scooping up samples.
I'm convinced that you know everything about it. 303-691-1649. This other story that popped up this morning was really funny because there's the old cliche, you can't BS a BSer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't
BS. Yeah. That's our job, dude. We BS BSers every day.
So it turns out somebody did a study about this, and what they found were that that's wrong. The people who are easiest to fool are the people who distort the truth and lie. A BSer is the easiest person to actually BS.
Because really, they don't know what you're talking about coming back at them.
Here's what researchers say it's because people who lie think they understand the world so well that anything that, quote, simply sounds profound or accurate to them means it really even when it's not.
It's just how you present it, I guess. If you're presenting it with a very confident style, they're going to believe whatever you say.
That story kind of made my day. I laughed aloud I read it.
Love it.
Before we go to break, let's take one quick call because we're talking about what is it that you pretend to know a lot about, but you know nothing about it, really? And Gail's on the phone. Gail, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, so what about you? What's your story?
So back when I was about 20, I was trying to get a job in Miami on the cruise lines and went on a Friday for an interview. And the only thing that they had available was for Norwegian Cruise Lines was a fitness coordinator. And I had never done any kind of fitness. And I applied to the job. They didn't even ask me questions. I applied for the job, no lie, on Sunday. I was on the ship out to sea.
Did you show up in like full spandex and a little sweatband on?
Oh my God. So the programs go under people's doors, right? You know?
Yeah.
The next morning, I'm supposed to be on the upper deck doing laps around at 6 a.m. I'm not a morning person whatsoever.
Oh, Gail,
anyways,
that's hilarious.
I ended up working for the cruise lines for 10 years, not as a fitness coordinator. That only lasted for about 2 months, but totally.
But you made your way in, and really all you need to do is like jumping jacks and sit-ups.
What did you do? I've got to know, on your first day, how did you lead people in fitness exercises?
Well, there was a thing called sit and be fit, right? So you literally sit in the chairs, right?
Yeah.
And it's just doing leg exercises. So you're sitting with another person. You know, I'm just doing like whatever I've seen on TV with these people. You know, they're on vacation. Half of them are, like, hungover.
They're wasted.
No, it was it was a good time for as long as I could do it, and that was only about 2 months.
Oh, that's an exercise routine I want to do, where you sit and exercise.
Move your legs right? around a little bit.
Yeah, point you know your toe.
You're supposed to be up on deck doing, like, basketball. I have no idea how to play basketball. So, like, hopefully people who are coming to play know the rules, and, you know, you just kind of hand it over.
Gail, you're funny.
That is a really good story.
And it's hard to fire you when you're out in the middle of the sea.
Well, that's for sure.
Oh, you are delightful. Thank you for calling us. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Gail.
Appreciate it. There you go. A perfect example from Gail. Very funny. Something Jeremy posted on his social media about what do you pretend to understand, but you really don't. I want to thank Gail for that great call where she got the job on the cruise ship as their fitness director. Mm-hmm. And she'd never done any kind. She'd done nothing before, so she just totally faked it. Listen to this note from Callie. She said, guys, I totally did something similar to Gail. My friend said there was an opening at her company, and they made some sort of cereal or something. When I got there, I found out the job was in their customer outreach program, which involves surveys and questionnaires and all this stuff that I knew absolutely nothing about. But I totally BS'd my way through the interview and got the job. I started the following Monday, and over the preceding weekend, I did every kind of online course I could find and walked in that Monday morning and began faking it. I was there 4 years.
Hey, there you go. That's great. How good.
What is the job? Yes, yeah. I certainly know how to do all of that. And you go home and
more.
Jump on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
And really, why not?
Why not? Cram. Why it's not? A cram session.
So.